Yo, welcome back. You are listening to the Future of Sports Talk Radio. We are Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. It's your boy King Julio on the mic, and I'm here every week with my illustrious, my esteemed co-host. First and foremost, White Mike's back in the building again. White 2 weeks in a row. Give it up for 2 weeks in a row for White Mike.
Hey, we're on a good record right now. Yes, I am trying to figure out why Jonathan's over there hoisting his drinking cup. Like it's a Stanley Cup or something.
It is. I'm working on it. I think
it's big, bro.
You need to work on them arms.
My arms is fine. Trust me. My wife like them still, so.
Okay, that's all that matters.
Obviously, the voice you hear right now is Hollow Point. What's up, Hollow Point?
What up, what up, what up, what up? We back, what's baby.
What's in that cup? Water?
Nope.
Touche. All right, and we have a special guest this week on Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. It's the homie Doug Smith in the building.
Let's go.
From the Touchdown with Doug Smith on YouTube. Well, what's up, Doug? How you doing, man? Welcome.
Man, what's going on, man? Super happy to be part of the show. Man, for those that ain't seen my show before, it's called The Touchdown with Doug Smith. It's on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. And yeah, man, it's football, it's comedy, man. I keep it real. I have a professional NFL player sometimes come on the show, and yeah, man, we just talk about things going on in the league. So, yeah, very that's happy up, to be on the show, man.
Welcome, brother.
Well, welcome, man. I'm happy to have you, dude. I'm happy that you're here. Thank you for saying yes, because like you do this YouTube thing. I'm watching this shit. I'm like, I'm low key hating. I'm like, fuck, like his shit's good. I hope he says yes and does a show with us. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
man, I'm always down, man. Thank you. So when you reached out to me, man, I was just truly humbled, man. You got a dope show. Seen some of your work in the past too, man. So very, very happy and blessed to be here for sure.
Yeah, I definitely watch as well, man. And I don't really hate on it. I'm like, man, it's got a good show. Like for it to be like the short spurts, it's like less is more kind of thing. It's dope.
Oh man, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
All right.
You definitely class this place up for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I got to drink my beer with a pinky up.
That's right. You know what I mean? That's right. I might get some napkins or something.
Get a Bud Light on the rocks.
So, folks, we have a NFL laden show for you guys. We're going to talk about some Tampa Bay New Orleans game. We're going to talk about how the Eagles straight up shit the bed. We're going to talk about the Cowboys and the Rams, if you watched that game last night, and how the Rams should have won by more points, just in my opinion. We're going to take a little break. We're going to pay some bills real quick, and it'll be right back.
Yeah, Melvin's going to need this money.
Yeah, I need this money because I got these twins.
I don't know for the ass whipping for the come.
Dagger.
Nah. Ain't no ass going to come. They just missed a field goal. So I ain't tripping. All right, so we're going to take a little break. You're listening to Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. Welcome back. You are once again listening to Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. Really appreciate your support. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for subscribing. Please continue to share. Look us up on Facebook, the Truth Be Told Sports Podcast page, and there's also the Truth Be Told Sports group, which has gotten out of hand a little bit, and White Mike has to come in and lay down a law.
Ain't nobody listening to you, man. Calm down. Okay, too many words.
No, he kind of did. He had to come in and lay down the law or whatever.
He did a little bit.
I've actually got some messages, so.
Yeah. Oh, did you? Did you get some hate mail?
No hate mail. More so kind of just some thinking and just some other things to watch out for. So we'll keep an eye on it.
We got our own snitch line. That's awesome. We made it, baby.
So we go. Want to continue, guys? Actually, guys, appreciate the support. Thank you to continue to support us. Look us up on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter at King Hooley. You can find Hollow Point at Hollow Point 33. Yep. White Mike still hasn't had his Twitter set up. Yeah, I don't know what the hell's taking him so long.
What are you waiting on?
What are you waiting on, dude?
You gotta make a PayPal too,
dude. It's 2020. You could do that in like 10 seconds. What are you doing?
I know. What are you doing, bro?
You don't need no paperwork or nothing.
And as you know, we have Doug Smith with us, recording with us this week. You're on Twitter too, right, bro?
Yeah. I need to be on there a little bit more frequently. But yeah, I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm on TikTok here and there. I had a few little comedy clips that did pretty well.
Thank you, man. Hey, follow me on TikTok. Jesus. I'm on TikTok as well. And they give me crap all the time.
Why are you getting him on started on TikTok?
No, no, no. Mike gives
TikTok's
me,
live,
Mike
man.
Gives shit. Mike gives me shit. I'm Mike a gives fan. Me shit about. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you, bro. Thank you my so God. Much.
You're my guy.
Yes, sir.
So, thing I'm glad TikTok. I'm the only friend that keeps it real with you.
One thing I hate about TikTok is that song that. He knows. Hey guys, I'm funny. 30,000 kids. Too long, man.
All right.
And mashed potatoes, and I'm fine. Like, fuck out of here, man.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to get right into this, man. The biggest NFL season is back, unless you've been sleeping under a rock for the past like week and a half.
Yep.
The biggest offseason story was with Tom Brady. We weren't even able to go back. I called that. Let you guys know. I called Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay. And also predicted them to be going 8-8. Let me get this out. Yesterday kicked off the NFL season for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the new look Tampa Bay Buccaneers with all their new players and the little fancy toys. And there's Tom Brady, and they went up against the New Orleans Saints. I'm gonna open up the floor to Doug. Doug.
Yeah.
What do you think about that game?
Man, that was an ass whooping out of this world. The score doesn't reflect what actually happened in the game. You know what I mean? Did Tampa do some good things right? Absolutely, right? But whenever you get a whole bunch of players together, man, you got to get chemistry. You got to get chemistry. You can't just be like, oh, I'm showing up. No, because you got this guy with the ball. He played the game this way. He got attitude. He only got the penalty issues. There's a lot that needs to be found out about the Buccaneers. I think we're really going to know their true identity coming into week 7 and stuff like that. But yeah, they need to start winning games ASAP. I don't want to say it's time to panic, but it's time to panic. Hey, sit the practice good and make it happen.
All right. Good point. Hollow point's been like itching at the button.
Bro, this is what I want to get off my chest. First of all, it's not like I disagree with what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying. But you got a little too much 99 boo boo in your voice when you start talking. Like, oh, I told you he's whack, like I said, blah, 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 blah. Hey,
I'm not saying he's whack, but people forgot that Tom Brady's a 43-year-old quarterback.
That's the point I'm making. Like, I think people think that when they sign Tom Brady, that they sign 2001, you know, MVP, yeah. Super Bowl MVP Tom Brady. And that's not what they got. They got a 43-year-old man.
They got the great value version of Tom Brady,
who is on the down slope of his career. And he's been making bad decisions for like 3 years.
He has
the thing what they've not noticed, what they haven't noticed it, because New England has had such a great defense to cover all that madness up. And now here we are with Tampa. They got, like you said, all the shiny toys and all the great players and whatnot. And there's no chemistry, and New Orleans proved that with their chemistry. They played like a well-oiled machine. And when how 2020 is shaping up, you need to be able to with no preseason, you know, that continuity is vital early on. And you could tell the difference between what the Saints was doing versus what the Bucs were doing. They didn't know where they was coming or going. Mike Evans was supposed to run a button hook, and he ran a fly, and they didn't know what they were doing. Like, there was no timing whatsoever. They looked terrible. They looked terrible. They did. And Brady was throwing – he was inaccurate, and nobody wants to say that. I'll say it.
Oh, he was.
He was inaccurate. Yeah.
And he has been, like you said, for the past, like, three years.
For the past, like, 3 years, he hasn't been stellar at all. He's just been covered by that defense. Like, New England's defense has been one of the best defenses for the past, like, 5 years before this year.
Well, also, they play in that trash division, too.
Well, I mean, even with that.
Don't take it as a shot, but the Dolphins, you got the Bills, and you got the Jets in that division. And that's pretty much, like, you know what I'm saying? That's like, back in the day, that's like, remember, for context, like, we were all from Mobile, Alabama. Growing up, Municipal Raiders. Remember that team?
Yes, I
do. The team.
Like, that's like Park. Right. That's like Municipal. They won Youth Bowl damn near every year because they had talent. You know what I'm saying? And not that every other team was trash. They just weren't as good as they were. And that was like the Patriots playing the AFC East for the past almost 20 years now. You know what I'm saying? So
let's face it. The AFC East and NFC are dumpster fires.
True story.
Minus the Patriots.
True story.
Well,
NFC East is a dumpster fire.
Well, the Giants play in the NFC East. And they
AFC East, hold on, I want
to
add to
so
that.
So are the Dallas. So does Dallas. I'm still willing to admit it's a dumpster fire. So, I'll point also correct you earlier in the week, and you just said it again, 8-8.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, 8-9.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
What? Well, I'm actually going to correct him on this.
Oh, what? Okay.
Every team has one bye week, so your 8-8 is correct.
I figured that.
So they're playing 16 games?
I thought 16 games, 17 weeks.
It's always 16 games, 17 weeks, yeah. That's what I thought I was like, they haven't like 18. No, it's been a 17 week season with one bye week.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Carry on. But,
okay, so I'm back at 8-8.
Back at 8-8.
You're still at 8-8.
Still at 8-8.
Let's get that out publicly.
Okay.
Because I don't want you getting trashed.
Well, lay my last.
I relent. Okay, did you have any point to bring to the table for the
Brady's old. Gronk still made of glass.
Yeah.
Brady can't throw the deep ball anymore.
Nope.
Evans and Jones, is it Jones?
Evans is injured right now.
Godwin. That he can't throw it deep enough for them to run under it.
That's case in point too. Doug just hit on injuries too. A lot of people, like, on paper, they look great.
Yeah.
On paper, they look great. But once, you know, injuries come into play, just natural wear and tear.
Yeah.
Like I said, Tom Brady's 43. That's a 43-year-old man playing quarterback. And who has been playing, like, at I would call maybe a high level. Because you really, like, playing AFCs, you really don't have to play the high level, in my opinion. But to do that
for, like, protected by the refs?
Yeah, that too. To do that for 20 years, that's a lot of wear and tear in his body. You know what I mean? I haven't played. I just turned 40, and I haven't played organized sports in a long time. And I just want to play basketball like tonight, and my back's hurting already. You know what I'm saying? I still could do that.
Struggling around the bases, though.
I did.
Well, when it comes to Tom Brady, we're going to see a new side of Brady we've never seen. Number one, he's on a new team, new players. He's trying to be the head honcho and, like, no Bruce Arians. He's like, hey, I got the biggest dick in the room. You know, it's like, you know, you're trying to, like, show your dominance and who you are and stuff like that. And he got punched in the mouth, so we're going to see a side of Brady. He's either going to fly and high and soar his wings. He's going to crash and burn, and he'll probably be out of the NFL at the end of the year.
Now you actually brought up a good point, because I've seen that if you look back over Brady's history, when he gets punched in the mouth, he usually comes back pretty dang good.
Yeah.
He usually has a really good game after that.
Well, I don't think he's been under this kind of pressure that he is this year, though. And I don't think and also, again, he's 43, not 40, right. Not 35, right. Not 21. He's 43. Yeah. And them week to week, you know, it's not like he gets a week off. You know, he's right back in the saddle next week, you know. And every team, even though they haven't won a single thing yet, every team is coming at them with the hardest thing they got.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Every team will play them like they're the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Every team's playing them that way.
And he definitely has that big target on his back.
I agree.
You know, the Buccaneers definitely had that big target on their back. So it's going to – go ahead.
No, I'm saying, even though I hate the Saints a lot, like, really in my soul, like, I'm
tell me how you really feel.
Who that?
Yeah. I'm gonna swear off beignets. I don't like jazz music.
Wow,
the whole thing.
That's the main thing I heard. You don't like beignets? What the hell's wrong with you?
No, I didn't say I didn't like it. I said I'm swearing them off.
What, during football season or what?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So the only thing I like for New Orleans, New England is the clam chowder.
But New Orleans played very well as a team. Even Kamara, I didn't expect Kamara to play as well as he did. Kamara was a beast.
Oh, he signed an extension.
$63 million.
You know what I'm saying? I think I got to do a new TikTok for that one.
But usually when people get their money, that's when the decline starts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, these, like, well, I got my money, I'm gonna go get fat. You know, Magic City, here I come.
Eddie Lacy,
stay hungry too, man. Like, you got a payday, and it's like you set for life.
Yeah.
You have your money right. Your kids is gonna be set. Your grandkids and generations creating generational wealth.
Generational wealth.
Facts.
Exactly.
So, man, when you're talking about New England fans, man, So I lived in New England for 9 years, man. Met my wife there and everything. I hate that place. I don't ever want North Korea. I don't ever want North Korea to attack America. Consider Rhode Island, you know, if you want. I'm just saying. Sorry, about North Korea. Rhode Island, bro, that's where dreams go to die. Depression, rude people, eczema, patriot.
Oh, I see your ferocious.
He said eczema.
Look at my face. Still got my scars.
I'm over it. I'm not gonna lie. That's probably the best hatred of one place. Better than Hooli's hatred of Boston.
You know, when I see
New England,
I sound like my racist grandpa. Like, I assume some of them are good. There might be some good ones.
No.
Fuck New England, man. I hate that place, man. That place is gonna burn in hell, man.
I love it.
Someone finally understands like what I go through.
Oh no, I hate you. I understand the hate, bro. Trust me.
I just can't do it, bro. I can't do it.
I respect it.
Let's move on. Since we're talking about hate, let's talk about the most hated team on this podcast, the Dallas Cowboys.
Giants.
No one hates the Giants.
No, they don't respect the Giants.
Nobody hates the Cowboys.
No,
on this podcast.
I hate the Cowboys.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't like them.
I live three and a half hours from Dallas, man. I can't stand the Cowboys, man. They be out here like, this is our year, you know.
Yeah.
What does that mean? We them boys.
Hey, at least we have a year to look forward to. Where's Miami at? Like, what? Nine years away?
There he goes.
We closer than y'all are. As long as you got Jerry Jones, you will never win that championship. Ever.
He's got three?
Three.
He's got three.
He scared Jimmy Johnson. It's a curse of Jimmy Johnson, man, sitting in that building.
And that's a fact. I will agree 100% on
man,
that.
It's like, hey, I'll say this, man. I may come off as dick, and I apologize, man. But, like, man, Jerry Jones is the worst part of that organization.
I'm
not even going to disagree with that.
Yeah, 100%.
We're all in agreement on this show that Jerry Jones is the cancer, is the problem with the Dallas Cowboys.
You
all
will three, get no argument. Jones. Yeah.
Zero.
No argument from here. Yeah.
Zero argument. So, like, talking about the game last night, I'm gonna go with the resident Cowboys fan, Mike. Anything that you noticed that in that game that took you by surprise, or is there anything in that game that you were like, oh, okay, we're right on par?
Week one, no preseason. I kind of think we're on par right now. Dak. I think Dak's still playing with a little bit of a I didn't get my money issue. Like, I want my money, but at the same time, I think McCarthy's still kind of filling out his players. Cause no matter how much practice you put in, you can't simulate game time. Game speed, game time, the opposing player. I don't care what cornerback you put out there on the field to cover any one of our receivers. You're not duplicating Jalen Ramsey. And we've talked about this in our group text. I'm not a huge Ramsey fan.
True.
But the guy is good.
He is.
You can't duplicate that.
That's true.
Why Zeke didn't have 100 yards, I don't know. You got to feed him more. He looked like he needs to go back to the Zeke of his rookie year, sophomore year, before he got the big money. It's kind of like you were talking about earlier, Doug. It's like he's still hungry, but not as hungry.
I don't know, man. I gotta disagree with you there. Because, like, every time he gets the ball, he's getting you five. Like, he's getting you five in some positive yards. Like, he could easily break when he gets it. I just don't think they do enough to get
him. Go back and watch him
successful.
From the first 3 years. That five, he puts a little more into getting that break. It's kind of like now he's afraid of getting hurt.
Well, I mean, he's learning to slow down, though. You got, as a running back, you got to learn to pick your speeds. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just go full on every time you get the ball. That's not longevity. You got to be right.
Look, man, I ain't discussing his longevity. I want wins.
See, you talking like a fan. You can't.
I need production now.
I can't get through to you.
Oh, well, you definitely need production now because, like, when was the last Super Bowl he got?
But he is producing, though. That's the thing.
You're dick.
Wow. 25 years ago.
That's not my problem. I don't play for the Cowboys.
That's a long time.
I don't play for them. I'm not part of the organization. They
There's been a whole generation.
It's been a whole generation. Like my daughter, is like about to turn 19. My daughter's about to turn 19, and she's never seen a Cowboys championship.
Yeah.
Yep. So like, we can go back even further. You know, a little bit further from the last time we seen one. Like, and I was still in high school when I seen one.
I don't think the defense is that terrible. We still got some tweaking to do though. To answer your question, we held Jared Goff. And it's not as a high-powered offense this year, I don't feel. I mean, you have no Gurley, no real deep threat. Cooper Kupp's what they're still about their best receiver right now. Mm-hmm. And that's saying a lot. But we definitely got some work to do. Unlike Tampa Bay, I think Doug was talking about by week 7, Tampa Bay will start to pull themselves out. Mm-hmm. I figure by week 4, we'll probably be 2-2 and on an uphill trend. Just because they are a team that's been together for the most part on offense.
Right.
CeeDee Lamb, the guy's good. I'm not even going to dog him, other than the fact he went to Oklahoma. he showed why he was a first rounder. And
right. He did have a pretty good game.
Except for that, you know, I'm still questioning that.
4-3?
You know, I was trying not to go. Zach.
I'll say it.
Yeah, why we only run 2 yards, man?
4-2 on a 4-3? Come on, man. He could have leaned left and got that yard.
My thing is,
he would have ran this way, like he was on the bend on the car. He would have had it.
My biggest takeaway from that game was why did the Rams, what's his name, Sean McVay? Is that the coach?
That's him.
Yeah.
That's all.
Why did he take the pedal off Malcolm Brown, the running back for the Rams, was having a fucking field day against the Cowboys defense. He was running all over them.
Yep.
For them to win like 20-17, that game, they could have easily won that game by like at least 10 points. Another touchdown, maybe another like, you know, maybe like 2 scores.
But he took the
pedal off, you know what I'm saying? He took his foot off the pedal and I don't understand why. You know,
I can tell you why from what I saw. So what I saw is like McVay is like he's like the garnish. Like he like it to be pretty. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like he's not a pound the ball in your face until the game's over. He's right. A win pretty guy. He wants to beat you through the air, touchdown this, moving formations that. He wants it to look good.
That sounds great and all, but like your quarterback is Jared Goff.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got Jared Goff, and then he's not accurate. And then, like, Robert Woods is a good deep threat. He's a good receiver. And then they got Cooper Kupp. They got some good pieces. They got Higbee at tight end.
Right. You know?
But like you said, Brown was gashing them. It would have been Brown right, Brown left, Brown toss, Brown reverse. Like, anytime.
Hey, Brown's like a seed. Okay, here, you can throw one pass to, let's see.
Kupp.
Go with the cup.
Okay, Brown, you ready? Come on in.
10-yard big, Brown.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's not willing. McVay's not one of those coaches that's willing to commit to the run like that.
Right.
He's never been that guy. He wants to be pretty with it. Like, he wants his quarterback to have 300-plus yards, 3 touchdowns, and then maybe get a 100-yard rusher.
He came close to 275. No touchdowns. He threw one pick.
Yeah.
But – I mean, I suspect it's Jared Goff.
He's Goff. Yeah, he got millions of dollars. That's Jared awful. Goff. Those are awful numbers.
Awful.
Only difference is he won.
I feel like he went to the Super Bowl and he just like his stats just kind of went down.
He just took a nap for the rest.
Did like a commercial and stuff like that and tried to be funny. And
he pulled a T.J. Warren.
T.J. Warren. Yeah.
I went to the Super Bowl. Like, no, you have to continue to play, Jared. This is a whole new season, my guy.
Wait.
Oh,
you got to continue.
Oh, there's more football?
Him and Garoppolo must have had a conversation.
Wait a minute.
Oh, shoot.
Wait a minute.
Shots fired.
Yeah. Great transition because we're going to talk about
real quick. We were talking about McCarthy being a coach of them. I think Aaron Rodgers is listening to our podcast because my man was not happy, apparently.
You're welcome.
He went off yesterday.
You're welcome, sir. If it costs a whole hollow point to fucking motivate you, you're welcome. I'll say it again. You're garbage.
Wow.
Oh, he got me 76 points in my fantasy league. So.
I didn't really mean it this time.
My brother Isaac, shouts out to him, man. He had him on the bench.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoo.
I had him on the bench too. I'm not going to lie.
No way.
I didn't. It was against Minnesota's defense. Like, I had a legit reason. But I'm not even going to tell you what I had above him, though.
Let's say who you start. Who'd you start?
Carson Wentz.
Why?
Because he was playing the Redskins.
Fair point.
What is this all I'm saying?
Washington human beings. We talk
about. I apologize. The Washington football team.
The Washington individuals.
The human beings. I belay my last. I apologize.
If we can't agree on a name, and if it gets too offensive, we're just going to be the individuals.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. My bad. If you didn't want to apologize. I forgot. It's the football team.
So the key thing here is don't go to Hollow Point for your fantasy team's advice.
I won four of my leagues this week. So,
how many leagues are you in?
I don't want to talk about it, but six.
Okay,
I kept back this year. I'm in two.
I'm in one, and I missed the fantasy draft, and my team is getting washed right now. So I'm gonna have to look at the waiver wire tomorrow.
Go look for Malcolm Brown, son. Look for Malcolm Brown.
I'm about to go look for Malcolm Brown right now. I say I'm gonna look up Malcolm Brown, but like I don't know if he's gonna come back and repeat those numbers unless they play the Cowboys again.
They play really fast though, and I will say this: the Rams defense is legit. The Rams defense is legit.
Yeah.
Three layers.
Very well coached, very disciplined.
Yeah, every layer. Donald is a man child.
He is.
That defensive line is ridiculous.
Yeah, he got back to Dak Prescott a few times.
Yeah.
His neck is like this.
Right. He got a thigh.
Alvin Smith
looked like a thigh.
Yeah.
How's your neck a thigh?
Exactly. And Mike, you're right about that. Alder Smith did do his thing. I'm shout out to him because he's been out of the league for 5 years, and to come back and to put on the performance he did, I respect.
He led the Cowboys 11 tackles, one sack. That's the other thing. How the hell did we only get one damn sack on defense?
Because your defensive line is slow.
Yeah,
they played fast.
We got one sack.
Look, the Rams get rid of the ball, man. High throw. They don't mess around. Yeah, they play for real fast.
You want that ball out of Jared Goff's hands as fast as possible.
Yeah, because he started making decisions. That's when he messed up.
Yeah. As soon as he started making decisions, should I throw it to him or should I throw it to him? Pow!
Interception.
Interception.
I felt for Gerald McCoy, though, when he got injured, man. Like, that was
– Yeah.
Man, I love watching that guy play. When he went down, I was like, man, that's
– That they went cutting.
Yeah, that's right. We knew that was going to happen. All right, go ahead.
Moving right along. Big surprise yesterday. 49ers going down to the Cardinals.
Oh,
yes. Thoughts?
Very
surprised. Kyler Murray has arrived.
Yep.
Garoppolo, you made it to the Super Bowl. You still got to play.
Yeah. Also true. D-Hop made sure that.
Banging all them porn stars, man. Porn star Jimmy. Out here slinging wood.
Also true. Out here slinging Jimmy all over the place.
I saw one girl he's with. Her nose looked like it was bought at Walgreens.
Right.
She's like a white girl.
He's
such a nice guy.
Go sit down.
Jimmy Rowlett.
Do your thing, Jimmy G.
Yeah.
I think we all took them in the NFC, didn't we?
We did. Yeah. We took 49ers.
I think they're going to come back.
Seattle did that thing yesterday.
That's right. We didn't talk about them. Seattle smashed the Falcons. And Russell Wilson says, I am the man. Did y'all forget about me? 80+% completion percentage?
Jesus Christ.
His football IQ was off the chain, man.
What? I love him, man, because you know what?
I liked him at North Carolina State.
He's never in Wisconsin. He's never in a position where he gets hit hard, even when he's under duress. Like, he's either going to escape or you're going to barely hit him. He's never getting face on him.
Yeah.
And when he takes off, he's always getting down. He runs. That timer goes off. Boom, he's down.
By the way, shout out to your boy Steve, who said that Baker being short is the problem. By the way, that's another short guy. Russell Wilson is not very tall either.
Yeah, and Drew Brees.
And he balls his eyes out.
Yeah.
And Drew Brees is a short guy.
Hashtag Baker is garbage.
Drew Brees is like 5'11". Yeah. Russell Wilson is like 5'10 and a half or something like that. Mm. Yep. The thing I like about Russell Wilson is he may not be that 400 or 500-yard guy, but he'll get you 250, 300 yards, and he's a very low turnover ratio, very low. He knows his team. The chemistry is there, you know.
He's only got one turnover against him that super hurts him, and I ain't even holding against him.
Oh, Super Bowl. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you made a good point. Man,
that one, that still boils my blood.
Interception,
I'm so mad. Yeah, yeah. Well, no, he made the pass.
Hand it off.
I know my neighbors are cussing. I was living in Rhode Island, too, so I was like, man, I'm not even a Seattle fan. I have some lime green shirts because I wear loud colors like that. I'm like, man, I'm going to go to work. Walks in there. I'm like, I was talking trash all week.
It's going to be nasty at work.
It happens.
I had depression. That hurt.
I'm not even a Seattle fan, dude. Like, just watching that play made me very mad. Like, even thinking about
it. Hey, Coach Brian Flores, though, he's the one who, hey, you're our coach now, man.
Yeah.
Who else we got? Because I'd like to cover everybody's team real quick.
So go ahead. We got Baltimore and Cleveland.
We'll get to them. Let's hear about your Panthers.
I mean, they did all right offensively. Just they can't stop a nosebleed.
What'd you think about Bridgewater, though?
Bridgewater. I'm not going to lie. I really like him. He is steady Betty. He don't turn the ball over. He's accurate with the ball down mid and down the field. He needs to just get people who can actually catch with their hands, and I think he'll be fine. I think I saw one time DJ Moore literally patted the ball down. Like, he was like, I don't want the ball. You know, it was weird. But, like, McCaffrey did his thing as he always does. And, like, I respect him so much because they know he's the only, like, game changer on their team.
He getting the ball.
They know he's getting it, and he still goes off. So it's weird to see it, and it's very creative. Shout out to the guy from LSU, the coordinator now, for the
Brady,
Joe Brady. Yeah, shout out to him for putting a game plan together for Bridgewater. Man, I think he made him look like a pro, like a pro's pro. I think I was confident. I'm not confident in the defense at all.
I'm pretty sure he's worked with Bridgewater before. Is that am I correct?
I don't know.
How long was Teddy in New Orleans?
Two years.
2 years? Then he had him his first year in New Orleans because he was only at LSU for 1 year, and that was good.
Okay. Yeah, I guess.
He was there was last year when Burrow just went off. The year before that, Brady was in New Orleans.
At the same time, man, I think the Raiders look tough. I don't know that defense is shaky at best, but I think offensively with my man in the backfield, the running back.
Josh Jacobs.
He is legit. And then they got Henry Ruggs from Alabama, too.
I agree with you. I feel like they're going to be a problem later down the line. But they need to figure out the quarterback situation. It's Don Group. 1 week he's hot. Next week he's cold. Oh, well, we got this quarterback. Oh, well, I'm not sure. And it's like,
you're going to see a different Derek Carr with some help out there.
I agree with you.
I think Carr is who we think he is. He's hot and cold. He's going to give you some good games, and then he's going to give you some games where, why did he do that? It's just how he's been. And then he's not emotionally stable enough to, like, come back from a bad moment. Like, I don't think he's proven that yet.
That is a point. Yeah, because he hasn't came back since he was an MVP running candidate. Right,
that 1 year.
And he was leaping over people. I'm like, damn, man. He's freaking cold.
And he hasn't come back from that yet. And I'm waiting for it. But we'll see. We'll see. So, my thoughts about that game.
The Dolphins and the Giants. What do y'all think of your team?
You want to talk about the Giants?
Either one of you.
Okay, well,
they're on right now, so I'll give you a break.
They're on right now. I don't want to make any predictions. We are currently losing 16-10. If you're listening to us, we record on Mondays. Our new releases, new episodes are released on Tuesday. So this game will be a final before, like, well, I guess after we wrap up recording.
But what do you see so far?
So far, I think Daniel Jones is primed to have a pretty decent season. I'm not saying that we're going to go. I don't expect much, is what I'm saying. At the end of the day, Daniel Jones is going to do. It's going to be another learning season for him. Saquon's going to ball out. Darius Slayton is probably going to be like the best number two receiver in the NFC East. He's going to be the best number two receiver in the NFC East.
Who was that again?
Darius Slayton for Auburn. Who are you?
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure I have him on a team.
I see what you're doing there. You're trying to get me to buy into that.
No, I'm not trying to get you. I'm trying to get you buy into it. But like, I mean, I watched the play. He's already scored a touchdown so far this game. He's had like a couple like really good catches like in traffic.
He's a good player. He's a good receiver. But I think he got a little bit to go. I think and I know it's your squad. And I'm only trying to take your time, but I think the only thing I'll say is, from what I've seen, Daniel Jones looks more confident now than he did last year, for sure.
Well, yeah, exactly. Got his jitters out than did last year. Like he's still like work in progress.
And he don't have nobody looking over his shoulder no more, so that's cool.
No, he don't have that ghost Eli over his shoulder. It's officially his team now. Sir Claps-a-Lot is there. Maybe he's gonna, you know, I'm hoping he was looking at that Dallas game like, aha, I told y'all. You know, I want to be supportive, but Jason Garrett just like, I already know he's gonna be the head coach of the Giants sooner or later. Just depending on what Joe Judge does. Earlier this week, he restarted the practice.
Oh, wow. How come?
Well, I think, you know, from what I heard, it was like players that were just being lackadaisical on the field. When practice wrapped up, they were just walking off. He blew the whistle, made him come back. Started practice over.
He's the man in excellence, man.
Yeah, he's the man. He's the man in that. And I like that, but I'm hoping the team buys into that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like, you can have a team that will that won't buy into it, and it will easily divide the locker room. Is you know, the coach versus the players. And you don't want that, because you have that problem. I think. Well, there's a team that's having that problem. I think I want to say it was the Jacksonville, somebody like that, is having that problem right now.
Miami last year.
Miami was like that a couple years ago, right? Everybody started losing.
Kiko Alonso was running his mouth like, oh, I don't want it. Man, you had their first round pick was going in his second year. Now he plays for the Steelers.
Mika Fitzpatrick.
Mika Fitzpatrick was running his mouth. He's like, oh, you feel that way? Make a few calls real quick. Yeah. Oh, really? You're offering me that? And Minka. It's like...
Let's bounce. Yeah. Exactly. So I don't want that type of situation to happen in Dallas. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping that restarting the practice like was a one of the tools like that would be like a leading to like a great coach. You know what I'm saying? Good coaches always do stuff like that. You know, take control of the team. Demands respect from the players, and the players respect the coach.
Yeah.
And when you have that, players that are ready to play for a coach, like it usually generates success. And that's what I'm hoping for my team right now. Do I see it happening this year? No. Maybe next year, maybe the year after that. So I'm just going to be patient and see what happens.
Gotcha.
Put the biscuit in the basket, you know, to get another Super Bowl. I think we'll get one before the Cowboys will.
Hey.
I keep shitting on the Cowboys. Like,
all day. That was unsolicited right there.
It was. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying it's football season, baby. It's football season.
You know
season.
What? I'm not even mad at you.
Really?
I'm disappointed you took that shot.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
I'm not mad.
Oh, man. That's what I say to my kids.
That was a free shot. You took that shot without any kind of warning. But Jerry is still there, so I don't even know if I can argue the statement.
All right, so Doug, let's hear about those Dolphins.
All right, we lost. We just lost. It was 11 to 21. They were beatable. They were super beatable. And obviously, as this is a recurring theme of this episode, is that we have no preseason. So you have a lot of guys where it's like, man, you know, game speed and coaching speed, I think you were saying, Mike, is that those are two different things, right?
Yeah.
We had three rookie offensive linemen, and there was one sack the whole game. I'm blown away. I'm so freaking blown away. I love our running backs. We're a little banged up at the receiver position. Devontae Parker, his hamstring is down. So talking about 2 to 3 weeks, he'll be back. So look for Preston Williams on the waiver wire and stuff like that. For the defense, I loved it, man. Cam Newton destroyed us on the outside. They kept running outside. They weren't running up the middle. They were running on the outside over and over. And we had a tough time adjusting. We were able to stop him a few times, but Fitzpatrick is trash. Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's smart. And it's like he plays great when the pressure's on. But that didn't happen this game. He loves playing from behind because he gets reckless. He starts chucking the ball and all this other stuff, right?
Yep.
I'm two seconds from saying put two in the game. I'm two seconds.
All right. So you and White Mike, Lobby, Tua went to Alabama. That's White Mike's team. Do you have anything? You have any expectations for Tua this season?
Do not play him.
Do not play him.
Do not play him.
Why not?
You can't.
I like Tua. I think Tua is a great talent. If I am Miami, you skate through this season the best you can with whoever. You do not put him on that field and risk losing him for the rest of his career. Unless you know without a shadow of a doubt, he is 100% okay. If you want to build around him, don't put him on the field and risk losing him for his career.
Are you mentioning the fact that he's brittle? Are you saying he's brittle?
No, I mentioned. I mean, he's slightly brittle, but.
Because Hollow Point and I've been saying that like for a while. Right? We've been saying that for a while. And you have been
Pop Tart.
Right.
We've been saying that.
Off in the middle.
You don't risk that hip. Hip took the greatest player our generation out of the game.
Well, what are the chances of that injury happening again? Hold on. Well, what are the chances of that injury happening again? That's my thing. This guy is a cross between Drew Brees and Russell Wilson. My whole thing is, do I think we should start him this year? I think we need to wait as long as possible, like week 13, 14. Still has it. We're going on, 11 months? Yeah. 10 and a half months. So we still need time to see what he's going to do. I want to see him get on the field a little bit, but – yeah, it all depends on the O-line. The O-line is still doing what they're doing, man. Yes, let's put them in later, but if not, you're not starting this year. You know what I mean? Still need more time to heal, but we'll see. It should be interesting.
Okay, I will rephrase what I said, but our generation is Bo Jackson.
Thank you.
That's what I was talking about.
But the doctors and the technology and everything, man, like it's completely different because they had the same injury. They had the exact same injury.
Yeah.
How many times have you had a person? People have multiple ACL injuries. People have torn the rotator cuff multiple times, right? Elbow injuries, foot injuries, aka Shaq, you know? Whoever, you know what I mean? Some injuries are just reoccurring and you get that bug. But with that hip, this guy has the best doctors. All eyes. This guy is a multi-million-dollar investment. He's having way, way, way more support, and he looks already better than Bo Jackson ever did when he came back.
Yeah, Miami's doctors also said Drew Brees would never throw a football again.
Well, no, that was your garbage coach.
Saban wanted him. Your doctors said
wanted him to do one of our two different things.
Your doctors said he would never throw the football again.
Well, he ain't our doctor because he ain't on our team no more.
That's true.
That was your coach. True. The coach makes the decision. Saban.
You want to fact check me? Look it up. Saban wanted Drew Brees. The doctor said no.
Wanted him doing our two different things. No, man, no.
If he wanted him, he would have been like.
A lot of people want to lose weight, but they don't want to go on a diet. You know, it's the two different things.
Thanks.
All right, so Melvin, what you got now?
Oh, man. Let's switch gears a little bit, guys. We're talking about a lot of football. Game seven, I guess it would be the second Western Conference semifinal between the Los Angeles Clippers and the Denver Nuggets is tomorrow night. I was looking forward to watching that tonight for some reason, but like I guess it's tomorrow night. Any early predictions?
Denver wins.
Denver wins at six.
Denver wins. It's game seven.
LA.
By six?
It's game seven.
Yeah, it's game seven.
I'm sorry. I don't want so much basketball, y'all. Yeah, I don't want so much basketball.
We're good.
Oh, man. I think the Nuggets take a win by 7 points.
There you go.
Okay, there we go.
We'll take
clean that up. Way to clean that up.
I got I'm gonna take LA here.
I just got KD.
I'm gonna take Playoff P is not gonna show up, but Lemon Pepper will.
Lemon Pepper, stay ready. Lemon Pepper will, baby.
Now, is there a way we can get that recipe from Magic City?
Bro, we gotta do something.
We gotta get the wings. Maybe we should do a live show from Magic City.
I done told y'all no.
Why not?
I was not taking my ass in there.
You would have.
I would have lost too much money. I'm trying to keep my bank account at a certain level.
Listen, go early.
Above broke.
Where they doing trials? Just go early. That way you can focus on the wings.
Tuesday is at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going
to do. Tuesday at 12 o'clock. You go in, like, you know, so get some wings and sit down and have a beer, probably.
25-cent wings, huh?
25-cent wings, you know what I'm saying? And you go in and have a beer, maybe, and watch Cinnabuns do her thing on the main stage.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Magic City to get wings when I'm not even a big chicken fan. So, yeah, you're right. I'm gonna do just fine in there.
We know why you went to Magic City. You know what I'm saying? We just trying to help you.
Like,
we trying to help you out with the wings as the cover. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I'm not getting the point.
Come on.
But look, here's what I will say about the series. This is the daggone series that will never end.
Oh, that's your man voice.
And you know why? It's because the freaking Clippers won't let it in. The Clippers won't let it in. They're sitting there. They're easily the better team, like from top to bottom, roster wise. Easily. But they think that Denver is just going to quit the first time that the Clippers go up on a high run. Like, they go up 15, and Clippers like, okay, we got it. And then Denver just fights back every time. And then the Clippers don't know how to come back from that. It's like they're the bully, and then the bully gets hit in the mouth. And the bully's like, oh, well, what do I do now? He hit me.
I'm going to go home and tell my daddy.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. What do you do in this situation? So it's going to be a lot of that. I think Clippers going to go up early. And then I think the combination, like Joker is having a career series.
Yeah.
Like, he's never shown up like this. And Murray is coming out to be one of the better point guards in the league now. You know, mm-hmm. Like, him and Dame have, like, risen their stock, like, way higher than before.
Right.
This coming out of the bubble, I think. And I think if Murray could have one of those games that he had against Utah, if he could have anything similar to that, not 50. He don't have to hit 50. But if he could somehow come out with like 25 to 28 points, you know, some rebounds, about 8 to 10 assists, I think they come out with it. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple. And plus, I want them to win because I can't stand the Clippers.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Either one of these teams that are playing each other right now show up to play the Lakers, it's over in four.
Pretty much.
I hate to say that.
Five. That was my next question. I'm gonna say five. If Denver goes into it, if Denver wins Game Seven, which I'm kind of pulling for Denver. If Denver wins Game Seven, I think just like the momentum that the Trailblazers had, and then the momentum that Houston had.
First game.
This is first game. LeBron first game
will,
minutes.
LeBron
like,
will not give up.
I think they won. I don't know. He gave up two this year.
That's exactly why I said he won't give another one.
Then he gentleman swept the rest of them. So
yeah.
Lakers in five.
I'm gonna say Lakers in five if they play Denver. Like, but a sweep if the Lakers play the Clippers. No. I take that back.
I was gonna say my guy.
It's five max. I'll give y'all five max on either team, but I think it's a sweep either way.
I think I gotta take that back because Kawhi still balls.
Like, he's a beast. He's a beast.
Playoff Paul ain't gonna show up. He's gonna go back to that milk cart. Leonard Pepper Lou.
He gonna be there.
He gonna be back in that. He'll be back. Right across the street from that that Greyhound bus station in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I'm Lakers. I think Lakers is definitely gonna take this next series. It just all depends on who they play. Nuggets five, Clippers. I'm gonna say five, but the Clippers, I'll give Kawhi one game.
Okay, so Boston, Miami. I ain't gonna ask you, Melvin, because I already know what you're gonna say.
Oh,
game one. Game one, Boston, Miami. Mike, who you got?
The fan in me wants to take the Celtics.
That's right.
He's a Celtics fan.
Oh, that's right.
The actually watching sports and understanding it, I can't pick one. I honestly believe game one can go either way. Celtics are a little tired. Miami's had a little rest. Tyler Hero is a freaking monster. When time comes, I'm not going to say he's the full game. Jimmy Butler's a beast, but when they need somebody to step up with him, Hero is just like, hey, I got this. Don't worry about it, dude.
Well, I mean, also Duncan Robinson, too. Duncan Robinson stepped up and hit clutch shots a lot, especially in his last series. So, you know, Duncan Robinson, too.
I think it's gonna be good. I think I don't know. I think I like Boston in game one. And I think I'll tell you why, because I like Walker's matchup in this series. So Tyler Hero's gonna have to guard him, I think. And I think his defense is gonna take away from his offense. Now Tyler Hero's electric, no doubt. Like, and he's not scared of the moment, and that's one of the best things about him as a rookie. He's not scared to take the ball and make the big shot. But he's also going to have to stay with Walker, who, if he can get any level of consistency whatsoever, I think this series goes seven.
Okay.
I agree with that. I think Tatum and Butler are going to cancel each other.
Right. And so I think Boston wins the first game, but I think it goes seven. And I think I want to say Miami pulls it out, because they've been playing tough all playoffs.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not going to argue that, even as a Celtics fan. This is not a matchup that we exactly expected. None of us picked this.
Nope.
We knew they were both tough teams, but we didn't expect them to get here. Mm-hmm. They're both playing great ball right now. I'm not a Heat fan, but I will live with it if they take it. I won't be angry if it's good basketball. I don't want it to be a sweep.
I'm very tough on Boston teams, and I think, well, maybe the Celtics are probably the only Boston area team, New England team, that I'm kind of lax on. Like, if they win this series, I'm okay with it. I don't wish like bad luck on the Celtics at all. I just don't want them to win. Especially when they're going up against my team, the Miami Heat. So,
I hear you.
The fan of me, Miami, cooling sweep, but I'm gonna say Miami and seven. Doug.
Yeah, absolutely. So this I have been watching. Definitely gonna have to take and say Miami, but Miami in six, man. Jimmy Butler, he has hatred in his heart, man. He wants to win. He is a demon possessed man who wants to win a damn championship. This I know, and he wants to face LeBron, and it's gonna see. I wouldn't be surprised if he shows up with red contacts, man. He just and blood come out of his ears, man. He gonna get in that ass, man.
Hellboy.
Yeah, he gonna Hellboy. Yeah, so yeah, I got Miami Heat in six.
All right, I like that.
Why does it not surprise me? The man in the Dolphins hat takes the Heat.
Hey, you know what, man? I'm actually an Orlando Magic fan, actually, man.
Oh, nice. See?
Hey, they got an up-and-coming team.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. My team's Miami Dolphins, Orlando Magic, Tampa Lightning, and Tampa Rays.
Okay.
For Florida Gators.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you hear that? He said the Tampa Rays. I don't know. Let me yeah. clarify. Hold on. Let me clarify for
and
you.
And the Lightning.
Because if you listen to the show, you know these two jokers are Yankees fans. So let me clarify it. Let me clarify for you.
I see you, man. I see you, bro.
It's the No. Because let me get the dirt off your shoulder a little bit. It's the AL East leading Tampa Rays. I'll just get it right.
Yeah.
Get it right. Yankees are in what place?
Can we get somebody else?
I'm just asking. I'm just asking the questions.
I'm not worried about that.
Is it where are they in the rankings? I don't know. I haven't checked.
I understand you're a Cubs fan. Third. So you got to hate on somebody.
No, I'm not somebody. We're in first place in our division. So we'll be.
You're gonna falter in the playoffs again, so it doesn't matter.
Listen, we're gonna give you your bag.
We'll just get you on another curse,
so you can watch us in the playoffs. That's what I'm saying. We'll
just get you on another curse.
How do they invite 8 teams and y'all ain't one of them? I'm just asking. All right, I'm done. I went too much. That was too far.
Yeah, you need to chill.
I'm gonna come back.
You gotta chill.
I had to get that out of my system. I'm good now.
Bro, baseball.
You've been holding that in, haven't you?
Nope. Like I said before, baseball is a game of streaks, bro. You have your hot spots, you have your cold spots. You know what I'm saying? The Yankees have gone through like that cold spot. We came back. And it's Baltimore. We just swept Baltimore. All we have to do is get hot.
Do you not realize how many games are left? There's like 10 games left. What kind of streak are you talking about?
We are still fine. Win the next 10 games, we're good.
Win the next 10? Did you just say
we could. It's
who's
possible.
On your roster? Who's on your
what
roster?
What do you mean who's on our roster, bro? You know who the Yankees are.
Man,
where's Aaron Judge?
Okay.
Okay. Just touché. Checking. Just checking. You're acting like you got a healthy squad or something. No.
We don't, but we have players coming back. Stanton's coming back next week.
Yeah, he is.
Judge will be back like in a few days. You know what I mean? So like it's not gonna take where's the freaking flag at? I'm sorry, I'm watching the guy.
There's
I caught
like
13 up in the
game. Games left. Thank
it's,
you.
It's like the but Titanic, though. You gotta go down with it. I get it.
It's 13 games left, but we are not 14 games out of second place.
It's sinking ship, sir.
It's not.
We're half a game out of second.
Half a game we will be fine.
A half a game out of second.
Okay.
We will be fine.
I got you, bud.
We will be fine.
I had to do that for you, Doug. You're my guy.
Brother. Thank you, man.
You might be first in the NL, but you the second best team in Chicago.
No, not true. No true.
What you want to bet?
What's the first best team in Chicago?
The White Sox. They're 30-16, baby.
Okay.
That's what I said. That's why I have White Mike on the show.
So
the Cubs are 28-20.
Yeah.
New York is 26-21. You ain't that much better.
You're in third place. Don't talk to me. So I want to talk to the first place guy.
The only team worth a damn in your division is St. Louis.
Listen, there's the grown-up table and then there's the little kid table. That's third place. Okay. Talk to me when you're the big boy table.
Okay.
All right, I'm sorry.
Stop. Yeah. Because like, there's still more baseball to play.
There's a lot of baseball to play. You're right.
And there's going to be some hands coming through the screen.
There isn't. No, there isn't. That's all right. All right. I'm going to stop.
Hey,
I love you guys. I love you guys.
We get short on time here, but Hollow Point.
What's up?
You express your discontent for someone earlier this week.
Oh, yeah. So
for James Harden, right? You need to
Okay,
so attention James Harden. Yo. If you're listening right now, please.
Yo, Jimmy, Mr. Harden, however you want to be called. Listen, sir. You made a statement that said we are about one piece away.
Hey, what kind of piece?
From what? I don't know.
Are we talking a piece of chicken here?
What piece of what you think you are one piece away from? But if it's you thinking championship, you are dreaming. There is no way that you're going to win a championship in the next 5, 10, 7, whatever number you want to put on it. You are not going to win a championship. It's going to be you, Barkley, Patrick Ewing, Reggie Miller, all those guys at the dinner table talking about how we should have, could have, would have. I'm just telling you. So you being one piece away from the turkey, maybe. I don't know. But y'all gave away your whole team. You traded Capella. You ostracized Melo. You got rid of doggone Chris Paul. What do you mean? What one piece? If your one piece is getting rid of you, maybe. But you're a what they call a succubus. Like he's a black hole. Like that's where the ball goes to die, and that's where his team goes too. So it's just like he's not. I'm sorry, these are facts. You look at his career, right?
You're right.
He's a regular season master, right? He'll get you average you 35 points a game, shoot out the left, you know. Mm-hmm. He'll get you to the playoffs, and then when he gets to the playoffs, he's just like, "Oh, y'all got it? Okay, cool. I'm gonna be over here." You know,
yeah.
He fades to black every year. And there's nobody saying he can't ball. Of course he can ball. He's an NBA. He's a paid player. I'm a fat, out of shape dude who got a jump shot, who used to have a jump shot. But I see with my eyes what you do every year. And you can ask anybody, any of the aficionados and you know, pundits and all these professional writers and all that, they can tell you the same exact thing that I'm saying. You're not going to win a title. The sooner you accept that fact and go join LeBron for one more ride, the better.
Or Golden State.
Either way. Go to Brooklyn. Either way.
Durant don't want him. That's why I got rid of OKC.
I'm just saying. He need to do something because Westbrook ain't the key.
That was the worst trade ever.
OKC saw the writing on the wall.
Bro, it's like a disease in Houston, man. It's a disease, a bad ownership, bad GMs. It's a disease.
Oh, and bad coaching.
And bad coaching.
San Antonio.
What's his name?
It's a Houston thing.
D'Antonio? Whatever his name is. Apparently, he's a free agent.
Yeah, he said, I ain't coming back. He broke up with them before they fired him.
I ain't fired. I quit,
yeah.
Fuck y'all.
Exactly. So he was smart in doing that.
Yeah, man.
But Houston, I mean, these are harsh words, Mr. Harden, and I apologize if you take them personally, but reality is reality. You're right. I don't apologize. You're more than welcome to come on the show at any time. No disrespect.
Zero. Zero.
Complete. Zero. I don't like you, James Harden. You come on here, but.
I'm just saying. I don't see it.
Oh, bro. I see you, man.
That's all. That's all I have, man. Y'all can.
That was rather nice. I'm proud of you tonight.
I try. I wrote some stuff down.
I got you.
Yeah. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to get better. We got Doug here to class things up. I got to be on my A game. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it, man.
I'm trying to keep it crispy. I'm trying to keep it crispy.
Trying to keep it crispy, baby.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it,
baby.
Hey, you're my guy.
All right. So I think that's going to about do it for this week. You guys have any closing remarks? Start with the guest. Doug, got any closing remarks?
Oh, man. Shoot. This NFL season is going to be real, real crazy, man. We're going to have some teams. This is going to be the most craziest from right now, even up until the draft class coming in next year, man. You know what I mean? We're going to see a huge ripple effect for at least another two football seasons, assuming that they get Big Rona underway, kind of thing. So teams that, you know, we think that, oh, yeah, they're going to go 12-4. They may go, you know, 8-8. You know what I mean? There's going to be it's going to be very bad for certain teams and certain organizations this year. It's going to be very bad. So I feel like I saw on ESPN there a lot of people were like, oh, yeah, the Bucks are going to do this, and or maybe the Saints or maybe the 49ers. Man, they may all be wrong. Maybe a team that none of us even talked about in this episode. We may see Pittsburgh sneak up in there, man. I mean, you just never know. It's going to be
I'm hoping not.
Interesting.
I'm hoping up. They're 16. They're up 16-10 over my Giants right now. So I'm hoping. But we're driving right now at this moment. So, yeah. White Mike, you got anything?
A couple of things. Shout out to Three Brothers No Sense for having our guy King Julion.
Yes, sir.
Y'all go check them out. Episode's pretty fun. You get the same King Huli, but the rest of them are pretty cool.
Dude, I was fanboying like fuck on that show.
Man,
I was Man, I was so nervous.
You didn't shout your co-host off at all, though.
Yes, I did. At the end. Towards the end. At the end. I got you guys at the end. I'm so, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't think. You know what I'm saying? Like, Doug, maybe you listen to them, maybe you don't. But Three Brothers Though says it's a podcast that we're kind of like in that family with them. It's my
you
cousin.
You actually are.
I actually am. Like, legit, my cousin is the host of the show, and he does it with a couple of our friends. Yeah. And they asked me to come on, and I was like, yeah, because I'm such a big fan of this show. Like, they motivated me to go ahead and start this podcast, as a matter
of
fact.
That's awesome.
So, I'm like, when they got me to do this, got me on, I was like, man, sure. I just finished smoking a blunt. when my cousin hit me, I was like, "Hey, you free?" I'm like, "Sure, I can do it. I'm going to knock this out before I go into work."
Yeah,
man, I listen to this show week in and week out. I'm a huge fan of them, and while on, like, I got caught up my words, everything. It was just so crazy, man. But shout out, like Mike said, shout out to them. Shout out to Three Buttons No Sense. Go subscribe.
I got another one here, real quick. I'm not a fan of this team, but I'm going to say it since we have a special guest. Go Georgia.
Oh.
Because I will not say go the other orange team in the state I live in.
True.
So, still F Duke, just in case y'all are curious. I haven't forgot that. Because I saw y'all's little thing on Three Brothers Day where y'all was putting all these teams up. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We just talked about like our favorite teams and stuff like that. They question why I like Duke.
So you said Georgia because he's a floor. I get it.
Wow.
Yeah, I get it now. Mm.
Doug does that.
That was at you, man. That's what he does. I got two things real quick.
Nobody cares.
One's real quick, but one's not. But first of all, appreciate Doug for being here, man. Doug is
yes,
thank
you
so much.
We appreciate that, man.
I
appreciate and give a big shout out to all the listeners that continue to listen to us, talk our bull crap, laugh and joke. You know, we love doing this on our own, but we love even more that you guys listen to it. So we appreciate
absolutely.
It all the day ones, all the new listeners, man. We averaging about, I mean, anywhere from 70. Remember, we had like 20 at one time, and now we're up to like 70, 75. Hopefully, we can continue to build and get better and all that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, just that, saying all that. Oh, sorry, one more, just real quick.
Okay.
If I lose a couple of you listeners based on what I'm about to say, I don't really apologize for it. This was opening weekend for football, and all the teams all around the country, they did their team unity thing, whether it was kneeling, whether it was locking arms, whether it was standing up with the fists in the air, however they chose to do it, whether to be in the locker room, however they chose to do it, they did it. And it was to show unity, because they want to stand up for shit that is going wrong in this country. That means police brutality. That means treating people as equals that should be equals. And by people, I mean black people. Okay? And I recently got this, and I didn't get a message. I didn't get a message myself, but it was one of those forwards that people like to forward and copy and stuff, talking about how people are disrespecting the flag and the veterans and talking about boycott.
Big patriotism.
All that, right? Listen here. I'm a veteran, right? Okay. I've been in two wars, fought for the country, right? You know, I'm also a black man who can't walk down the street of my own doggone neighborhood because they're thinking I'm in there doing something nefarious. So until you're able to walk a mile in my shoes, F what you think. F what you think. Because we as a country suck. And we need to be better. And I think those people who booed the whole unity thing and are threatening a boycott on Veterans Day because it's about the veterans and all that crap, it ain't about the veterans. It ain't about disrespecting the troops. It ain't about disrespecting the flag. It's about something being wrong in this country, and we need to come to a solution to fix it together. And that's it. And if you can't handle that, then F you.
Hey,
Amen, brother.
100% agree with you, what you're saying right there. Just to piggyback on that, I was shocked to see the people of Kansas City boo.
That was deplorable,
it
man.
It was deplorable. It was one of the worst acts of, I guess, like, I don't know. It was terrible. My thing is like you said, like I too am a veteran. I've been to, I guess, three tours. I had two tours in Afghanistan and one tour in Iraq. And this whole thing about them making it about the troops and disrespecting the troops, stuff like that, that's all bullshit to me. The whole thing is all bullshit to me. You are booing the fact that people are doing things for black people. Anytime, and I think, who was the guy, said it, former cornerback for the Steelers on ESPN right now. I watched it, I actually retweeted it yesterday from
Ryan Clark.
Ryan Clark.
And he's a safety.
He put it, what? I said defensive back.
Yeah.
Okay. But he hit the nail on the head when he was like, you're booing things because people are doing it for black people. You had no problem doing it for breast cancer. You had no problem applying for autism. You had no problem doing for veterans. You had no problem. Even when it was against domestic violence, you had no problem. Not saying domestic violence is lesser or whatever, or not that serious of an issue, which it is. But the fact that people do get upset or don't want to stand up and cheer and just do anything in their power to demonize supporting black lives, and you have the audacity to call yourself a Christian.
And brother.
And
born American.
Oh yeah, only in America, man. Like this is like, you know, it's one of those things, like, you know, do what we say or do the things we want. This is a quote unquote free country, but you gotta play by our rules. Fuck that. We're done playing by your fucking rules because you fucked this over so many fucking times. And we just and people are fucking tired of it. You know what I'm saying?
Kansas City proved it was never about the flag.
It was never about the flag.
When you can stand locked arms and armed and still get booed, it's not about the flag.
It's not about the flag.
There it is.
Not about the flag. So,
hey, can I add, may I add something, if you don't mind?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, go ahead.
I know if I'm limited on time here, man, but man, this, I don't know, where is it? But like for me, I have my wife's African American, going on 12 years, a wonderful marriage. And I always grew up around, my dad was in the military, and I also think Delphi service out there. I lived in Japan, I lived in England, you know what I mean? I've always had that, like, I was around so much culture.
Yeah.
And I thought I knew everything. You know what I mean? I thought I knew. You know what I mean? I'll be honest with you, when Kaepernick, like the first day, and literally when I say day, I'm talking the first 24 hours, not the months and it is. I was like, what is he doing? Oh, that's just... Then when I found out why he was doing it, I humbled my heart. No, you read the Bible, not the best example of a Christian man, but like, man, I read my Bible, it talks about being humble and listening. Galatians, I think 4:3, I think it is, bear your brother's burden, for this is the law of Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, and these people dare to call themselves Christians. They dare to call themselves... It has nothing to do with the flag. Mm-hmm. And, go to say my channel. I was just gonna say, if you're white and you're a listener, humble yourself. If you don't know, ask questions. You know, ask questions. Learn. Humble yourself. You know what I mean? I remember when, correct me on the name, he used to play for the Eagles. Chris Long, I think his name was. Last name was Long.
Chris Long.
Howie Long's son.
Howie Long's son. Yes, the great Howie Long. Absolutely. So Kaepernick was like saying things, right? And obviously at that point, I think he'd been out of the league for like a year and a half, 2 years or something like that. And he takes and speaks out. He's one of the first white players to actually speak out in support of Colin Kaepernick. And all of a sudden, the opinions, I'm not saying all, but there was a good percentage of opinions that started to take a change. You know, and that being said, if you're white and you're listening to this, man, people are going to listen to you. Humble yourself. Don't be like, oh, I want to do something, but what do I do? Just speak out. Have intelligent conversations, because a lot of these racist pricks, they're hiding in the privacy of their homes. And if you know one, talk to them. This is a mental retardation illness. This is what it is. Saying, it's a liberal issue, a Republican issue. No, this is a human being issue. This is a sin issue. This is a wrong issue, man.
Right. Absolutely right.
United, America was never great for all people. It was never great for all people, you know, at all. On my mom's side, the family, they came from, they came from Puerto Rico in the 60s to like Connecticut and stuff.
Wepa.
Yeah, oh yeah, hey, I got my boricua.
Wepa.
And then on my dad's side of the family, you know, my great grandfather was in the Klan. He was a piece of shit. I never knew him, and I don't care to know, you know. So just speak up. If you get anything from this, speak out. Speak out. If it's in the workplace, if it's in your church, I don't care where you're at, if you're in a daycare center, speak out, educate, learn, and humble yourself.
All right, man. That's all good, man. We appreciate that sentiment. We appreciate appreciate those words, man. And man, dude, thank you for coming on, bro.
Oh man, dude, I'm sorry, man. I gotta come back too. This is awesome, dude.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Hollow Point King Hula, you guys are rock stars, man. I love
appreciate
you guys.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, dude, man. Thank you for coming on, bro. I think that's it, right? We need anything else?
No, that's good, man.
Like, share, subscribe.
Don't forget to hit us up on Instagram. Moneyline Media, that's our family too. We all, shout out to Moneyline Media. Download that app. You can find podcasts.
Just came out on Saturday.
Yeah, it just came. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. The Android part came out on Saturday. But if you have iOS, I think it was like about a week before. Like it dropped for that. Yes, sir. Download that app, the Moneyline Media app. You can find shows like our show, Truth to Tell Sports Podcast, Talk Podcast, things on YouTube. You can find my man, Doug Smith, on there.
Hey.
Hit us up on the group. Hit us up on any messages. You can message any one of us directly. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, any feedback. Feedback is more welcome than anything. I mean, we appreciate all the feedback. Appreciate all the love, man. Real quick, shout out to my homegirls from the Beautiful Paradox. Go check out their podcast as well. And I think that's it, guys. We done?
Yeah, we it.
We done. Hey, recipes, Kobe, baby. Let's get it.
Amen.
Yes, sir.